Garrett McGinnis is hooking up a hose to a hydrant on the side of a busy street in Nevada City. Water fills his 4,000-gallon pink tanker truck. H2O to go is written in large letters on the side, but drivers still stare.
So in the drought, do you get strange looks along the side of the road?
All the time. People think you're stealing water. Yeah, the first thought is those water trucks are stealing water. But that's the farthest thing from the truth.
McGinnis has owned the water hauling company since 2010. Most of his days then were spent delivering potable water to customers whose wells stopped working. Now, wells are just running dry.
So the customer we're going to right now,
they called me at 6:15 this morning. Because you can imagine how it is to be out of water. Can't flush a toilet, can't take a shower. And so he was real happy that we were still on the schedule. So now we've got our load, we're ready to go.
As we hop inside his truck, McGinnis tells me most people in rural areas here get water from snowmelt. It seeps into fractured rock to form underground streams.
But now with the 4 years of no water replenishment, those stream beds that used to flow nonstop are starting to dry up.
We're headed to the first customer of the day on the outskirts of Grass Valley.
He put a system in this summer, actually, because he's had a good producing well for years. This year, his well decided it just wasn't going to be able to keep up with his demands.
McGinnis backs up his truck to a 2,500-gallon water storage tank on Jim Conragan's property. In the 17 years Conragan has lived here, he says his well has never gone dry.
When you install a storage tank and start getting delivery of water, you find out how much water costs and how much you actually use. Makes a real difference.
So what's that been like for you?
You know, you find out, well, every time you flush the toilet, there's 50 cents down the drain. Look at it that way. Yeah, it's a great way to do it. And so you begin to realize that that's something that you took for granted. And now when you have to pay for it on a regular basis, it starts adding up.
This is the third load for Conragan this year. It costs a little more than $200 each time. But Conragan says it's cheaper and more reliable than drilling a deeper well. McGinnis says a lot of people in Nevada County are in the same situation as Conragan.
Our phone rings constantly with people putting systems in and asking what they need to do, where to go, how much should they put in, how much does it cost. A lot of these folks have never had to deal with this. So yeah, that's all drought related. They've never had to deal with a water issue until just this year.
We get back in the truck and head to his next job. McGinnis says demand is so high that he's had to buy 3 new trucks since he started the business. We don't get very far before his phone rings.
That's probably a business call. Good afternoon, H2O to go.
McGinnis's next customer, Bob Brennan, lives in Nevada City. He recently drilled new wells because of a tree root problem and just needs the system refilled. Brennan says his wells haven't run dry yet, but his neighbor's wells have. He says it's a problem throughout the county.
If I ever run out of water, that's dire, you know, that's trouble. And it's not cheap to bring in portable water all the time. The only thing I can do is try and find another fracture and drill another well. But there are people up here that are struggling, yeah.
Business may be booming for McGinnis, but he hears from people all the time who can't afford to buy water when their wells run dry. It's one of the reasons he hasn't raised his prices for customers, even though his water costs have increased every year. For now, he hopes he won't have to. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.